KMBA, Steve Earle singing Towns Van Zandt, Little Poncho and Lefty for Friday morning. We heard new music from Lily Hyatt. Wasn't that a cool song? The Night David Bowie Died, Lily's new album called Trinity Lane. Elvis Costello in the set, as well as The Waifs. We started out with brand new music from Spoon. It's 8:25. It is the Morning Line here program here on 90.3 KMBA. Happy Friday to you, and hope you've got a big weekend in store. It's going to be a little bit soggy, rain in the forecast tonight, showers likely tomorrow and Sunday. High today just right around 60, so cooling down a bit from what we have had. It's 53 degrees now. My name is Danny, and thanks for tuning in. KMBA keeping you in tune with our community, and very special guest, very, very special, capital letters, very special, V-E-R-Y special. I can't spell special, I can spell very. Producer, artistic director emeritus from Cyrano's, and of course founder of Cyrano's, Sandy Harper joins us in the studio this morning. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Danny. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'm very honored to have your presence. It's been a while. Let's see. Huge event happening all this month, not at Cyrano's, but here in our beautiful city. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. It is called Crossroad, There Is No Planet B, and it's about climate change, probably one of the most important issues today, and it is an art installation with a whole bunch of special events associated with it. And in fact, one's coming up tomorrow, and our Shayla Dobson is an artist. Of course, it's an art installation, so we have other artists involved too with their art. That would be dear, I know their names so
Judy
well.
Bars.
Blanking.
Judy Bars, Graham Dane.
Linda Infant Lyons, and Graham Dane. Sorry, Graham. But today we have Shayla with us because she is coordinating tomorrow's event. And tomorrow's event is an art chalk event because the point of working for good solutions and alternative energy for climate change is for the next generation and the generations to follow.
No, we were talking, I warned you about this before we went on the air, that you know that critical thinking is absolutely banned. This is 2017. So we cannot teach our children critical thinking. It's no longer allowed by executive order.
But we're trying to counter that.
Okay. We're being renegades here. Well, Shayla, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you're going to have fun tomorrow. Talk about what's going on.
We are going to have fun. We invite children, babies, and their families of all ages. We're going to have a special event on the sidewalks of Side Street Espresso there. You think rain? Oh, that's not going to work. Oh, you won't understand. If you've not used chalk before with rain, the colors become more vibrant. They're beautiful. And what we want the children and their families to do is to create art, because artwork's not banned, and this one isn't. And we're going to create artwork that tells us about the beautiful earth that we live on. And we want to educate children and their families about how important climate change is and what's going on, and to sort of create dialogue with art. And that's what we'd like to do.
Okay. Now, for folks who don't know Shayla, Shayla's taught art in the Anchorage School District for 23 years. She's been voted Alaska Art Teacher of the Year twice. I'm like in the company of like double royalty here. This is cool. And of course is a very well-known sculptor. You can find her work at the Veterans Memorial, at the Anchorage Museum, Museum of the North in Fairbanks, and all over. And she's currently working on the anniversary celebration of the Alcan Highway. So lots and lots of things to know Shayla for, but not necessarily known as the chalk artist extraordinaire. So whose brainchild was this?
Well, Sandy approached me with this, and I think it was a real fun activity because chalk is something that everybody remembers using. It's sort of something children love to do when they've got a big, huge canvas, a big space to work on, and they just kind of create things. And I think this would be a fun thing to do.
Okay. So how, it seems to me, and of course, being a creative, you wouldn't have any problem with this, but I'm trying to stretch this. How are we going to segment? How are we going to make the connection between chalk art and awareness about Mother Earth and climate change?
Well, when you talk to a child and you ask what their favorite thing is, my little grandchild, Lyric, her favorite thing is rainbows. And so,
Lyric is such a beautiful name.
Yeah, and so they're going to think of their favorite things. And if this continues the way we're going, on the path we're going, especially up here in Alaska, some of those things are going to disappear. And we need to be aware of that. And this art project is going to help develop that awareness when they think about it.
Yeah, the glaciers are melting, Danny. In fact, we have a giant piece of ice where you can kind of visualize it and see it melting before your very eyes.
Yeah, I just heard they're taking some sailboats to North Pole.
Yeah, well, I mean, you ask the people in Emonik and Kekovik and Shishmaref if there's, you know.
Yeah, my little granddaughter.
Yeah, they call them climate refugees.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We have to be aware of all of that.
So we're going to draw pictures of our favorite things. All I can think of now is raindrops and roses and whiskers on kittens.
And polar bears.
Yeah.
And all kinds of things associated with
mittens on polar bears.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Now, this is going to happen right outside a side street espresso.
Right on the sidewalk.
Okay. And it's for everybody, basically.
Yes.
What time?
We're going to start at noon, and we'll go probably till 2 o'clock or so. So it's just a short interlude in your day, but it should be really fun.
But we welcome entire families to come and do this project together.
Okay.
And every week we have something extraordinary happening.
Let's fast forward a little bit, because there's events all, as I mentioned on the air a couple of times, events all month long. But one event that could be of particular salient interest to KMBA listeners is coming up a little bit later on next week.
Right. No, that's going to be the 19th.
Okay.
1 to 2:30, we have three wonderful Native Alaskan poets. Joan Kane is one of them, and also Priscilla Hensley and Carrie Ojean. And that will also feature the music of Libby Roderick that day.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's the 19th, which is a Thursday?
It's
a Saturday. Okay.
But there is a Thursday event.
Okay.
The Thursday event is on the 24th, and that is going to be a panel moderated by Fran Ulmer.
Oh, wow.
With an extraordinary membership. Larry McClutikoff is going to be on it. Yareth Rosen, she is the Arctic beat for the newspaper and has been for years. In fact, now the newspaper has a Friday edition specially devoted to the Arctic. George Donhart, he is the leader for the Citizens Climate Change. Travis Rector, he created the Planetarium Show and is a professor of physics and teaches about climate change, what it is and how it's happening, what we might be able to do with it. And Seal Smith is a climate change activist, and she just created a network called AKCAN, and her credentials are incredible as well. Then the final event is going to be Saturday the 26th, which is going to be a clearinghouse for all kinds of climate change leaders and what's going on. And Yngwie van Eeden is going to play the music that day.
Okay. So. Fantastic. Get some good trumpet work in there.
Oh, absolutely. And plus the art show is wonderful. Like we said earlier, we have three incredible artists. And one of the things Graham did, he had a call for postcards from artists all over the planet about climate change. And they were hanging a little earlier at International Gallery, but now they're at Side Street, and he envisions them going all over the world. I think Sweden is next on the path.
Okay.
And you know, there's a movie coming out as well about climate change. Everything's so timely. It's really coming to people's attention. There's a new story every day in the paper. And that's Al Gore's Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power.
Looking forward to that. Well, this is a wonderful event that's happening down at Side Street, and I mostly appreciate the tie-in, talking about the tie-in with making sure that our young people are involved and that we are looking forward to the future and not all this instant gratification that we're also trained, cognitively trained to participate in.
Definitely, and that the adults of the planet are working for positive solutions to climate change. I mean, renewable energy, solar, there's all kinds of things taking place. And in fact, the
isn't it funny that the adults are the ones that need to grow up?
Yes, that's right. And you know, our mayor included, but mayors all over the country are supporting the Paris Accords. And in fact, the entire state of California is supporting the Paris Accords because people are being grassroots activists.
Most of the world is, by the way.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Not all of the world, but most of the world.
That's true. That's true.
You know, there's a line in here in some of the literature that you've got about the events happening for No Planet B events. Of course, we all know the saying, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. You've got a line from President Kennedy, from John F. Kennedy, when power corrupts, poetry cleanses.
I love that.
That just speaks more than volumes. It speaks barrels full.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
And we're, like I said, going to have three wonderful poets reading their poetry on the 19th.
The 19th, a week from tomorrow. So that's going to be lots and lots of fun. Native poets, too. So, Shayla, as we get set to wrap up here, anything you want to add or remind people about or just think of how nicely chalk and water mix?
Right. You don't have to worry about the rain, that's for sure. And also just remember, art's a universal language. This is the way we get the communication to the young people.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line. Sandy, anything to add?
Thank you, Danny.
Okay, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to have fun all month long, and Side Street Espresso is where it's happening. It's chalk time tomorrow at noon. And the time now is 8:37. It is Morning Line on KMBA with Van Morrison and Matthew Sweet just ahead.
In Alaska, fish camp is the traditional place for catching and processing food for the winter. It's hard work to ensure a cache of smoke, dry, and canned salmon through the long winter months. On the next Native America Calling, we'll talk with folks about their favorite fish camp experiences. We hope you'll join us.